हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मद्गणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः ज्ञान विज्ञान योगो नाम सप्तमोऽध्यायः सी लास्ट क्लास वी सॉ हाउ भगवान ईश्वर एज लॉ एंड ऑर्डर ब्लेसेस एनी डेवोटी विद द फुलफिलमेंट ऑफ द डिजायर दैट any form of worship, invoking the grace of Devata also is effective. Even if a devotee worships the Devata, the result of that worship is ordained by Ishvara the whole. Ishvara in the form of order only. Whether we worship Ishvara the whole, Ishvara for knowledge and moksha, whether we seek the grace of the Lord, the whole, for knowledge and for moksha, or we seek the grace of any devata for specific result. So whatever is a form of worship, still any form of worship, Lord invoked in any form, invoked as devata, as fraction or as total, still Lord in him of order blesses one with the result. Remaining in him of order, Ishvara alone blesses with the any result. That we saw last class, that previously, and also people do not know Ishvara. Why? When people are not prepared enough and people being deluded, they think Ishvara is the one with the form and they think Ishvara is the one who comes and goes. Because they do not know the real nature of Ishvara. Actually, Ishvara is nothing but combination of these twofold prakritis, para prakritihi in the form of pure consciousness, napara prakritihi the matter. These two prakritis together alone form intelligent and material cause of the universe. Therefore, Ishvara is none other than this combination of these twofold prakritis. Therefore, all that is here is only Ishvara. So Ishvara's apra prakriti is in the form of the objective universe. Para prakriti is in the form of the experiencer of the universe. Therefore, experiencer and the experienced are inseparable two manifestations of twofold prakritis of Ishvara. The experiencer is the nothing but the manifestation of para prakriti of Ishvara. The experienced world is manifestation of apara prakriti of Ishvara. So twofold prakritis manifest alone is in the form of experiencer and experienced world. Therefore, all that is there is only Ishvara. But para prakriti or apara prakriti, nothing comes and nothing goes. Only the amarupa karmas become manifest in Ishvara, they resolve in Ishvara. But people will read the 24th verse. 24th? Okay. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante mama buddhayah. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante mama buddhayah. பரம் பாவமஜானந்த பரம் பாவமஜானந்த மமாவ்யயமனுத்தமம் பரம் பாவமஜானந்த மமாவ்யயமனுத்தமம். பகவான் இன் திஸ் வர்ஸ் ஹி சேஸ், see it must be very clear, all that is here is only Ishvara, the Lord. How is Lord? The entire objective known universe is nothing but manifestation of par apara prakriti of Ishvara, and the one who is in the form of experiencer of the world is also none other than the manifestation of para prakriti of Ishvara. The twofold inseparable higher and inferior natures of Ishvara alone is in the form of experiencer and the experienced world, world of duality. Really speaking, Ishvara is the whole, one whole. Ishvara is the whole. And people who do not know this higher nature, this is here, அபுத்தயா, பகவான் சேஸ் அபுத்தயா, அபுத்தயா, சி புத்தயா, அபுத்தயா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் த பீப்புள் ஆஃப் இன்டிஸ்கிரிமினேட் பீப்புள், பீப்புள் ஆஃப் இன்அடிக்குவேட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆர் இன்டிஸ்கிரிமினேட் பீப்புள், அபுத்தயா. So we can say achetasaha, like that, abuddhayaha, indiscriminate people, in the human who cannot really clearly see, who cannot really clearly see what is, such people, manyante, abuddhayaha manyante, manyante, abuddhayaha think, abuddhayaha consider, Mom, Bhagavan says, Mom, Ishwaram, the indiscriminate people think that Lord is what? Avyaktam Vyaktim Apannam. Avyaktam Vyaktim Apannam. Manyante. And these people, Param Bhavam Ajanantaha. Mama Avyayam Anuttamam Param Bhavam. The three adjectives for the word Bhavam. Param Bhavam Ajanantaha. Mama Param Bhavam Ajanantaha. Not knowing my higher nature. Param Bhavam Ajanantaha. Not knowing clearly my higher nature. And which are higher nature? அவ்யயம் பரம்பாவம், அவ்யயம், அவ்யயம் பரம்பாவம், தி சேஞ்ச்லெஸ் ஹையர் நேச்சர் ஈஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ்னஸ். சோ அவ்யயம் பரம்பாவம் அஜானந்த, நாட் நோயிங் ஈஸ்வராஸ் ஹையர் நேச்சர் பீயிங் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ், changeless, indestructible, immutable higher nature. Not only that, anuttamam, so parambhavam, which are parambhavam? Avyayam parambhavam, anuttamam parambhavam, anuttamam, unsurpassed. So not knowing my unchangeable, indestructible, immutable or changeless, unsurpassed higher nature. So, avyayam, anuttamam, param, bhavam, mama, avyayam, anuttamam, param, bhavam, ajanantaha. Not knowing this nature, abuddhayaha, indiscriminate people, they manyante, me what? They mistake. they consider to be the unmanifest Lord, has assumed the manifestation, assumed the form. So unmanifest thing has assumed the manifestation. They think they cannot see that how unmanifest assuming the manifestation means unmanifest has to undergo change. But here actually, who is Lord? Bhagavan is of the nature of essentially changelessness. Therefore, avyayam bhavam, not knowing how, what is Ishvara's higher nature? Paraprakriti is pure consciousness. The pure consciousness is of the nature of changelessness. It is indestructible. It is unsurpassed. Not knowing that Ishvara's higher nature being paraprakritihi param bhava, paraha bhavaha being avyayaha anuttamaha, not knowing, and they think this unmanifest assumed the manifestation, which means the it undergone a change again to assume the form, which means they only see Namarupas as Ishvara. In fact, of course, all the Namarupas are Ishvara only, but Ishvara is not just mere Namarupas. Little mini here. So, means people who have not understood Ishvara properly, it is actually this verse, Bhagavan discusses in this verse, generally all the simple devotees like us, which means people who have not understood Ishvara, Tattvam, the concept of Ishvara properly. Therefore, why? Because simple ignorant people. Ignorant people, they were indiscriminate people, cannot see correctly. They see only the aparam bhavam. They see only the inferior nature of Ishvara. And the inferior nature of Ishvara means what? The inferior nature of Ishvara means naturally they mistake they take the physical appearance and the physical appearance of the Lord as real form of the Lord. A simple, innocent, naive, ignorant, deluded, non-thinking, indiscriminate people mistake the physical appearance of Ishvara to be the real God, real Lord. They mistake the physical appearance alone as God. So, in fact, physical appearance, a physical body of Ishvara, in fact, Ishvara is the whole. The whole gross universe is Ishvara's form only. But even avatara purushas, avataras are there, suppose. The physical appearance, physical body is what? Only apara prakritihi. But this physical body is apara prakritihi. So anybody's physical body is Ishvara, apara prakriti of Ishvara only. Your body, my body, anybody's physical body, even ant's body, elephant's body, monkey's body, any gross material body form is Ishvara's. Ishvara only. Apara prakriti of Ishvara. If you look at every non-physical matter here as Ishvara's apara prakriti, everything is Ishvara. But Ishvara's surupam is not just the physical form. It's apara prakriti, not a higher form. See, we mistake, indiscriminate people mistake the God to be, to assumed the form, to be assumed manifestation. Why? Because they do not know the para prakriti. They only see the apara prakriti. They mistake the apara prakriti alone as Ishvara. Apara prakriti, not apara prakriti as prakriti. They take the very physical appearance as the Lord. Therefore, even Bhagavan Krishna, when he was there, playing with the gopis and even teaching Arjuna as Krishna, definitely his physical body also is apara prakriti only, like anybody's physical body. Therefore, if we look at Ishvara as the one, you know, the personality, one with the persona, as one personality, or with the form, with the name, and then the problem is with us that we do not understand what actually is Bhagavan's higher nature. So any physical body, like anybody's body, comes and goes. So even Krishna's physical form, Rama's physical form, or any Mahatma's physical form comes and goes like any other ordinary physical body, because that is the nature of apara prakritihi. Bhagavan says here, the people, the simple people, abuddhayaha, they mistake the apara prakriti, the physical form itself, as real Ishvara. And they think before Krishna's birth, this Ishvara was not there. He was unmanifest. Then now he is in the form of this physical form. And his physical body is real form. That physical form itself is Ishvara. This is the, actually in this verse, Krishna talks generally about most society, majority of the people who just think, who hold on to forms as God. Of course, all the forms are God, but holding on to one given physical form and taking it as real God is the expression of confusion, is ignorance of the Ishvara's higher nature. Which means, according to them, Ishvara also comes and goes, comes and disappears. That is the meaning. Avyaktam vyaktim apannam means what? According to indexing my people, God was not there before, and God was born, God has date of birth, and God lives with them, God also plays with them, God is their contemporary, and God also goes. But they mistake the physical form as Ishvara, one with some supreme, supernatural powers. That is a very, very innocent understanding of Ishvara. Now, Bhagavan moves on to next verse. In fact, Bhagavan's higher nature is what? Anuttama, Anuttamaha Bhavaha. Anuttamam is another expression. See, the Ishvara's superior nature, higher nature, is unsurpassed. I mean, the highest. There is nothing which is higher than that. That is the highest. That's why it said Anuttamam. And such higher nature of para prakriti of Ishvara is not known, not understood. Therefore, people mistake the form to be, which is formed to be the Lord. The physical form, which is subject to change, is mistaken as the Lord. Okay. Now, it's a very simple kindergarten verse only. What is the reason? If para prakriti is not known, we will mistake the apara prakriti to be Ishvara. Now, apara prakriti is subject to change. Actually, para Ishvara, as the higher nature, is not subject to change. That is the lesson in this previous verse. We move on to next verse now. Naham prakashas sarvasya. Naham prakashas sarvasya. Yoga maya samavrutaha. Naham prakashas sarvasya. Naham prakashas sarvasya. Yoga maya samavrutaha. Moodhoyam nabhijanati. Moodhoyam nabhijanati. Loko mamajamauyayam. Moodhoyam nabhijanati. லோகோ மாமஜமௌ யயம் நாஹம் பிரகாஷ சர்வஸ்ய யோக மாயா சமாவ்ருதஹ மூடோயம் நாபிஜானாதி லோகோ மாமஜமௌ யயம். பகவான் ரிப்பீட்ஸ் ஹிஸ் ஹையர் நேச்சர் அகெயின் அண்ட் அகெயின். ஹி சேஸ் அகெயின் ஹி சேஸ் அயம் மூடஹ லோகஹ ந அபிஜானாதி. சிம்பிள் சென்டென்ஸ். அயம் லோகஹ மீன்ஸ் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட். அயம் லோகஹ திஸ் வேர்ல்ட். திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பீப்புள் ஆஃப் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட். திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இம்ப்ளைஸ் ஹியர் பீப்புள். திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் ந அபிஜானாதி டஸ் நாட் நோ. This world does not know me. This world does not know me. I am lokaha mam na abhijanati. I am lokaha mam na abhijanati. This world does not know me. We this world means these people here did not know me. Why? Moodaha lokaha. The deluded world, this deluded world, no, does not know me. I am moodaha lokaha. Bhagavan already uses the adjective moodaha. Moodaha lokaha mam na abhijanati. This deluded world does not see me. Means, the deluded world means people who are deluded do not really know me. What they do not know? Delude itself means what? They do not know what is permanent, what is impermanent. Mudaha means deluded. Deluded means who do not have discriminative knowledge of what is real, what is not real. What is as though real, what is absolutely real. These people of this world do not have discriminative understanding of what is absolutely real and what is, no, what is as though, what is empirically real. They do not know the difference between what is vyavaharikam satyam, what is paramarthikam satyam. Why? Because they do not know what is absolutely real. They do not know what is absolutely real. Therefore, they mistake the what is empirically real to be the absolutely real. And because they are deluded. Yes, delusion is what? What is satyam? What is mithya? What is real? What is as though? People who do not have this discriminative understanding of what is satyam and what is mithya are said to be here deluded people. I am moodaha lokaha. ந அபிஜானாதி மாம் ந அபிஜானாதி. அண்ட் தென் ஹவு டு நாட் நோ மீ? மாம் அஜம் அவ்யயம். அஜம் அவ்யயம், டூ இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் வேர்ட்ஸ் பகவான் ரிப்பீட்ஸ் திஸ். அஜம் அவ்யயம், அவ்யயம் மாம். திஸ் டெல்யூடட் வேர்ல்ட் டஸ் நாட் சீ, டஸ் நாட் நோ மீ, தி சேஞ்ச்லெஸ் ஒன். Does not know that I am changeless, law Ishvara's changeless nature. Then avyayam, also ajam, unborn. See, Ishvara swarupam, what is higher nature of Ishvara? Ishvara's swarupam has no birth, no beginning. In fact, Ishvara's both prakritis have no beginning. Paraprakriti he also is beginningless. Aparaprakriti is also beginningless. Therefore, Ishvara has no beginning. No beginning means Ishvara has no cause. There is no other cause for Ishvara. So Ishvara is not born. Therefore, Ishvara is unborn. Ajaha. Isn't it? Ishvara is ajaha. So the Lord, who is nothing but combination of these twofold prakritis, actually is unborn. Not unborn, also not subject to change, changeless. Ajaha avyayaha. Ajam avyayam mam. I am moodaha lokaha na abhijanati. This world does not know me. know my higher nature, being unborn and then also changeless. Why? Why they do not see? Why they are deluded? Because na aham prakashaha sarvasya. Aham na prakashaha sarvasya. So, because people do not see me. Aham na prakashaha. Aham sarvasya na prakashaha. Means I am not revealed to all. I am not evident to all. I am not evident to all. Does it mean Atma is, you cannot see the reality is not there? No. In fact, reality, Ishvara Swarupam, the higher nature of Ishvara is ever evident. Even though it is ever evident, still it is non-evident to all. Ishvara Swarupam is not evident to all. Na aham prakashaha sarvasya. Why Ishvara's higher nature is not evident to all? Because Bhagavan says, samavritaha, yoga maya samavritaha. Because Ishvara's swarupam, Ishvara's higher nature, you know, even though it is ever evident Ishvara's swarupam is not evident to all because it is covered by maya. It is covered by maya. Yoga maya. What does mean yoga maya? No. Avritaha means covered. Covered by maya. So yoga maya means what? The word yoga here means combination. In this context, combination. And maya is nothing but combination of three gunas. Therefore, it is called yoga maya. So yoga maya means maya which is constituted of three gunas. Constituent of three gunas is said to be yoga maya. And maya is what? Unmanifest power is maya. The only power that becomes manifest, you see threefold powers. The power of knowing, power of discerning, power of activity, power of inertia, isn't it? We see these powers and these threefold powers are nothing but expressions of manifestation of only power. Threefold powers are threefold manifestations of the only power. Therefore, three different names are also given as three gunas. Sattva gunaha is a name given to the power of knowing. The expressed power of knowing expressed, you know, recognizable is called Jnana Shakti. You can say Sattva gunaha. Jnana Shakti expressed is given the name Sattva gunaha. Similarly, Ichcha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, manifest is given the name Rajogunaha. Similarly, we have the Dravya Shakti, manifest is given the name Tamogunaha. So, Jnana Shakti, Ichcha Kriya Shaktis, and Dravya Shakti. We can say, the power of knowing, power of activity, power of inertia, manifest power. When they manifest, they are given three different names. They differentiate as three gunas. Unmanifest is called, unmanifest means maya, and all these powers are undifferentiated. We cannot know which is the knowing power, which is the power of activity, which is the how the power of activity is there. You can't differentiate. When the powers are unmanifest, there's only one power. Unmanifest power is one, and then when the power is unmanifest, they're undifferentiated also. The power is manifest, the threefold and the manifestations. Then differentiated also. And we understand these powers, which are given three different names, Sattva Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha, Tamo Gunaha, in terms of the faculties. Understand if there is a faculty, the capacity to know, the faculty of knowing, faculties, activities. We have all different faculties. So all these different faculties involved in knowing activities, and also, you know, when they also rest and resolve, we understand these gunas are manifest. We only understand gunas in terms of the faculties, functioning of the faculties. We know, we do, we rest, isn't it? We do all the three. We understand, we know, and we're very active, we also rest and relax. These threefold, you know, behavior we find in our part are expressions of threefold gunas. And threefold gunas are names given to three manifestations of threefold differentiated powers. Therefore, Maya, where is the capacity to know? Where is power of knowing? Where is power of activity? Where is power of inertia? All these powers are there as one Maya only. Unmanifest power. There is no power of knowing, power of activity, or power of inertia outside of reality. That is why we say they are all Trigunatmika. Yoga Maya means Trigunatmika Maya. Maya, which is constituted of threefold powers, unmanifest powers, is said to be Yoga Maya. Therefore, being covered by Maya, even though Ishvara's higher nature is ever evident, Ishvara's Swarupam remains non-evident to all, being covered by Maya. It is like what? There is a sunlight above. No, sometimes we say, oh, look at this covers cloud, these clouds cover the sun. Really speaking, sun is never coverable. Sun is ever evident. But still sun is as though non-evident when the clouds cover. But you see the clouds covering the sun also is known in the presence of sunlight only. Therefore it is said here, Yoga Maya Samavrataha, being covered by this Maya, Bhagavan's ever-evident higher Swarupam nature is not evident to all. Therefore, what do they do? People do not understand that Bhagishwara Swarupam being unborn and changeless. Therefore, because people are deluded, they do not have discriminative understanding of what is higher nature, what is lower nature, what is satyam, what is mithya. They do not have any discriminative understanding. So, Bhagavan says, so being covered by Ishvara's Yoga Maya, Ishvara's Shakti, Maya Shakti, Ishvara's power, Ishvara Shakti called Maya, okay, and Ishvara Swarupam is not evident to all. Therefore, this world, being deluded, does not know the Lord. Krishna says, does not know me, the Lord, who actually is unborn and avyaha, changeless. So avyaha implies Ishvara's endlessness. Ajaha implies Ishvara's beginninglessness. So ajaha means unborn, which means beginning, birthless, unborn, beginningless. Avyaha means the changeless, which means Ishvara is not subject to death. Not Ishvara is of the nature of endlessness. So here, Ishvara's higher nature, para prakritihi, shuddham chaitanyam, never does it become non-evident. It is always evident, ever evident. There's never a time Ishvara's Swarupam, Ishvara's higher nature as pure consciousness, pure knowledge is not evident. Never. Always evident. But Ishvara also has got what? Apara prakritihi, the lower nature. Aparaprakritihi, the matter alone, is in the form of the body, mind, sense complex. The entire external objective universe is aparaprakriti only. And so, any product of aparaprakritihi, the material product, is subject to come and go, subject to birth and death. Therefore, it is possible for anyone to entertain a doubt. You know, the doubt comes, doubt is expression of ignorance. If there's no ignorance at all, then there won't be doubt. Doubt means there is ignorance still there. The doubt is, you know, what's the doubt that can come? That if Ishwara's Swarupam, Ishwara's higher nature is, Paraprakritihi is pure consciousness, and that pure knowledge, pure consciousness is ever evident, no, Nitya Prakashaha, ever evident, then how is it possible for people, for anyone, to miss the ever evident consciousness, ever evident paraprakritihi consciousness? How can anyone miss that? How is it? It must be evident always. We say Ishvara Swarupam is ever evident, but still it is not evident. How can we say Ishvara Swarupam is ever evident, but still then it is not evident? Which means, how is it possible for us not to be aware of Ishvara Swarupam? How do we miss Ishvara Swarupam? Why do we miss Ishvara's ever evident Swarupam? Very important question, okay? Why do we miss Ishvara's ever evident Swarupam? Nitya Prakashakam Sada Sarva Kale Sarveshu Kaleshu Sada Prakashamanaha Prakashamanam Swarupam. So Ishvara, higher nature, Paraprakriti, he is always shining, always there. Never a time it is not there. Never a time it doesn't shine. Never a time it is not evident. But still, why do we miss Ishvara's higher nature? How is it that we are not able to see the what is ever evident? What is evident? How can we say that it is ever evident at all? The reason Bhagavan says, Yoga Maya Samavritaha, being covered by my own Maya. Maya means here, we have to understand here, the aparaprakriti known by Maya alone is in the form of what? All the material forms, names and functions here. Therefore, we human beings naturally are extrovert in our nature. Always our interest is naturally, it's not something wrong, naturally being extroverted. We're always after objects here. You know, the search is always of, we are searching for things which are external to the body mind complex. The attention is always grabbed by objects which are expressions of inferior nature, lower nature. So even people like, even in Puranas, if you see, bhaktas were there and devotees were praying to the Lord, worshipping the Lord. They always wanted to have the vision of Bhagavan. How they wanted Bhagavan to come and stand in front of them. Shankha Chakra Gadadhari or Pinakapani Shivaha. They always wanted people worship Lord. They listen to Puranas and the lot of personifications, and all the time listening to description of Bhagavan. In a way, it's good because mind is in Bhagavan. But what happens? Sometimes they get stuck with those forms also, and they want to see Bhagavan in that form. No, they want to see Bhagavan in that form. Which means they have their own Bhagavan's form already drawn, imprinted in their minds. And they want to have vision, darshanam, of such Bhagwan. You know? So that is because naturally people are inclined to be having such interest. Therefore, what happens here? The apara prakritihi, the lower nature being inert matter. And this plurality, again mobility, you know, it was all there only on the part of the material apara prakriti of Ishvara. Therefore, apara prakriti of Ishvara, which alone is in the form of this world of plurality, duality, and then mobility, and then that world is always able to grab the attention of the human mind. Therefore, apara prakriti of Ishvara in the form of world of plurality is actually capable of grabbing a human attention of the mind. It attracts, it holds, it grabs, which means attention of the mind is not available for seeing what is, what else is. The whole attention is grabbed by the world of plurality. And then, therefore, and everything is here because varieties, innumerable, countless forms, innumerable objects, and they are really, they can grab. That is why I told you many times in Mahabharata, the Draupadi is said to be what? Said to be the personification of Antahkaranam, mind. And this mind always is grabbed by fivefold husbands. No, five husbands. The world of fivefold objects, perceptible through five sense organs, are what now? Actually, five husbands. The one mind is grabbed through the sense organ, seeing power, grabs it to objects of sight. And the hearing power grabs the attention to objects of hearing. So for all the fivefold objects, through fivefold sense organs, grab this poor one woman called Draupadi mind. Therefore, mind, Draupadi has no time for Krishna Bhagavan. That is why when she was Dushasanaha, was robe and disturbing her, and then she saw all these five husbands are standing like trees. And they could not help. And she thought, what is the use of this five husbands are standing here like big buffaloes and no fellow is useful now. No one is capable of protecting me. Dushasana are disrobing. The fellow should come and stop. They could not do anything. Which means, it is beautiful. See, Mahabharatam is very thought presented. Which means nothing in the world. Exactly, that's called vairagyam, okay? You have to, five husbands, the incapacity of the husbands actually stand for what? The world being incapable of giving you what you seek. The world cannot give you what you are seeking. The five husbands stand for the panchabhautika prapancha, the world of objects, and they experience the world five senses. So no object in the world can give you what you really seek. Isn't it? That is the lesson proved, shown by making these five husbands stand there. And then, which means what? The Draupadi, the mind, it is extroverted, grabbed by the five husbands of the world of five husbands, fivefold objects. The world cannot think of Sri Bhagavan. It's called Yoga Maya Samavriti. Understand? Being covered by, because not that Bhagavan is available. No time to divert attention from world to Bhagavan. When she was in trouble, she felt, I understood the limitations of the world. This world cannot give me what I seek. Then she grabbed her attention from the world. Okay? Attention was grabbed from the world. And turned towards Swarupam, higher nature, Krishna. Then she called, hey Krishna, come and protect me. And then Krishna said in big loads and loads of stories. But which means it is moksha, okay? What I'm saying is very interesting to know, understand all that. It's not that protection, okay? Protection, absolute protection is only in jnanam. Which jnanam? In Ishvara's sorupa jnanam, understanding of Ishvara's higher nature will help us resolve the lower nature and higher nature. Then we can say all that is there is only Ishvara. Otherwise, what happens? If attention is always grabbed by this lower nature, para prakriti in the world of objects, higher nature is forgotten, even though it's ever evident, becomes covered, as though covered. Not really covered, as though covered. Isn't it? As though covered. Then what happens? Then you miss it. Why do we miss? Because our attention is completely grabbed away by the world of other objects, which are Ishvara's apara prakriti. Therefore, mama, he says, yoga maya samavritaha, being covered by my own apara prakriti, there's nothing other than who covers here. My own apara prakriti is covers. Therefore, even though my higher nature is ever evident, still they do not see how Ishvara's higher nature is beginningless and endless, unborn and changeless. They do not see that. So, what it means is, like, I give an example. See, in Vidyananda Swami gives an example, beautiful example for this. So when we watch a dance program or any drama, and we're sitting there in an auditorium, and on the stage we see this program happening, and the dancers come colorfully dressed, nicely, then they're also dancing. So many dancers are dancing. All of them look beautiful. Their appearance looks beautiful, and the dress is very attractive, colorful. Also, they're moving. So movement and colors and the forms and plurality. Look at this. Number. Attraction, isn't it? The colors. So the number, the colors, the movement. My God. All of them grab our attention totally. And we are watching the whole dance, colors, appearances, movements, everything in the presence of light. But even though light is evident, but our attention is not at all paid to the light. Do we pay any attention to the light at all? Are we bothered to see the light? Who cares for the light? In fact, the whole show is happening in the presence of light. If we are able to see this show because of the presence of light, but we never pay attention to the light. Is light covered by anything else there? Can we say the dancers, their appearances, all beautiful young girls, they were beautifully dancing, the movements, the colors, colorful dresses, appearances, all of them covered the light? No. How can they cover the light? They shine in the presence of the light only. They themselves are dependent, all those, the dancers, their attires, the dress, movements, everything is dependent on the light to come to light, to shine. How can they cover? They don't cover. Literally, it is not covered. Light cannot be covered by opaque plurality of objects or their motions, movements, anything. Light can be covered. Light is as though covered. Why? Because this plurality, mobility, all of them grab the human attention. It prevents the attention from seeing what else is there. Is it clear now? It is called samavritihi. You have to understand what is samavriti. Being covered means what? Not literally covering. Like, it's not literally covered. Is it clear? Very important. Maya samavriti means it's understanding. Here, when already we have Bhagavan made very clear in the 7th chapter, what is only twofold prakritis. There's no third factor here. The mind which is covered also is Ishvara's apara prakriti only. everything, all that is here is only twofold prakritis of Ishvara, which both are beginningless, both are indestructible. Only thing is apara prakriti undergoes a change and is in the form of the world. What happens? This entire objective universe, which is nothing but world of plurality, and here this number, the actions, what is found here is so attractive, it grabs the attention totally, and the whole world shines in the presence of para prakriti, he called consciousness, in the light of consciousness, in the light of knowledge, the world shines. The world of inert objects, their movements, everything shines in the light of consciousness. But our attention is grabbed by this apara prakriti, that as though it is covered, that even though Ishvara Swarup is ever evident, it is not evident. Ever evident consciousness is not evident being, attention being grabbed away by the world of the product of apara prakriti. So Bhagavan's apara prakriti alone, Bhagavan's maya, which is constant, which alone is expressed in the form of power of active knowing, power of activities, power of, you know, inertia, all these objects hold the attention, so we are prevented from seeing Bhagavan's higher nature. Is it clear? I'm sure it is clear. Because really it is not covered. It's as though covered. When we are watching a program, a dance program on the stage, the light cannot be covered. But attention is totally grabbed by the dancers in the dance. The light is as though covered. Is it clear? That is how Ishvara's ever-evident consciousness, para prakriti, is covered by Ishvara's apara prakriti, maya, in the form of world of objects. Not directly maya in the form of world of objects. Okay. It's a question of now, what should we do for that now? Our attention has to be taken away from apara prakriti to para prakriti. We need not do anything. Attention has to be shifted from the apara prakriti maya, trigunatmika maya, in the world of objects to Bhagavan's para prakriti. That's not easy, isn't it? That is why we need Shastra Pramanam. How to shift? How to make that shift from apara prakriti to para prakriti? So Bhagavan, the verse I also read another verse, which is the same chapter verse. That verse also means the same thing. Tribihi gunamayehi bhavehi ebihi idam sarvam jagat mohitam. If we go to the 13th verse, say the meaning. Idam jagat, same meaning is given there. You see that? Ayam lokaha is equal to idam jagat. So mohitam, this world is deluded. By what? Tribihi gunamayehi bhavehi. By these objects which are nothing but material products. So tribihi gunamayehi bhavehi idam jagat mohitam. The same meaning is given in this verse, 13th verse. You see that? Idam jagat, seventh chapter itself, seventh verse itself, you see the 13th verse, seventh chapter, 13th verse. We're already gone. I want to see the same meaning. Ye idam jagat tribihi gunamayehi yebihi bhavehi mohitam mam param avyayam na abhijanati. The same meaning is given. That's what I want to say. Okay, I go to the next verse now. What I wanted to see, please see this, understand here. Para prakriti is nothing but pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which can never be covered by anything. And it is ever evident. Even though it is ever evident, still we miss it. How can ever evident is na prakasha, na aham prakasha? Why is not revealed to us? Why it is covered, as though covered? Because it is not covered. Our attention is totally taken away by apara prakritihi of Ishvara in the form of the world. Okay? So, the mind has this job of what? Shifting its attention from the world to Bhagavan, Bhagavan Swarupam, lower nature to higher nature. That needs maturity, that needs steadiness, that needs mental purity, that needs Shastra Pramanam. That's what Shastram does. How to shift. Same meaning was given earlier. That's what I want to show. Okay. We'll see the next verse now.
Vedaham samatitani. Vedaham samatitani. Vartamanani charjuna. Vedaham samatitani. Vartamanani charjuna. Bhavishyani cha bhutani. Mam tu vedana kaschana.
Please remember, verse number 13 and verse number 25 say the same thing. Anyway, Bhagavan continues.
Vedaham samatitani. Vartamanani charjuna. Bhavishyani cha bhutani. Mam tu vedana kaschana.
See, similar verse came across, before also you came across.
Bahuni me vyatitani. Janmani tava charjuna. Tanyaham veda sarvani. Natvam vetha parantapa.
Bhagavan said earlier, hey Arjuna, many births have gone before. For you also, many births before have gone before for you. Many births have gone before for me also. Only difference is what? I know all of them, but you do not know them.
Bahuni janmani vyatitani mama tavacha Arjuna.
For me, many births have gone before for me, many births have gone before for you also. I know all of them, but you do not know all of them. You do not know them. Now, same way, Krishna says here differently. Hey Arjuna, Veda aham means aham Veda. Aham Veda means aham janami, I know. What do I know? He says, samatitani aham veda. Samatita means that which has properly gone before. So samatitani means I know very well what have gone already. What have gone already means I know anything and everything of the past, which has gone, which is no more. The objects, people, things, situations, which existed before in the past, which is not now, okay? Everything belonging to the past is called samatitani, not one or two, okay? So, bhutani. Samatitani. Bhutani means beings. Aham Veda. Samatitani bhutani aham Veda. Arjuna, I understand, I know all the beings which have gone away, which are no more here, which were in the past, which belonged to the past. I know all the beings of the past. Samatitani bhutani aham veda cha, and not only I know the beings of the past, beings
which belong to the past of the past, vartamanani cha. I also know the beings which are present now. Vartamanani. So, bhut, samatitani past. Beings of the past. Samatitani bhutani. Vartamanani bhutani. I also know the beings which are present now. Vartamanani. Then, bhavishyani cha bhutani. I also know the beings which are going to be there in the future. Bhavishyani cha bhutani. I understand the beings which are going to be in future, which are not now, which are not at present, but we are going to come in future. They're called bhavishyani cha bhutani. So I know samatitani bhutani, I know. Vartamanani bhutani also I know. Bhavishyani bhutani cha aham veda. I know the beings which are not present now, which are going to come in future. I know all of them, which means I know the past, I know the present, I know the future also. I know past, present and future. There is no past, present and future outside of Ishwara's higher nature. Okay. There's no such a thing called past or present or future. There's no time outside of Ishwara's higher nature. Therefore, Aham Veda, Bhagavan says, Aham Veda, Samatitani Bhutani Aham Veda, Vartamanani Bhutani Aham Veda, Arjuna, Aham Bhavishyani Bhutani Cha Aham Veda. I know everything. I know all the beings of the past, present and future. But natu mam veda kaschana. But nothing, no being in the world knows me. Okay, but no one, kaschana means none in the world. No being in the world knows me, Arjuna. Okay. You have to remember here carefully. Again, all the time, the whole chapter, you have to remember Ishvara is combination of para, apara, prakritis. Two prakritis combined is what Ishvara here. Para prakriti is consciousness, apara prakriti is matter. Unmanifest is called Maya. Manifest is the universe. What is universe? Time, space, all the forms, names and functions which constitute the whole universe is Ishvara's Shakti manifest. And Ishvara's Shakti unmanifest is what? Maya. This manifest and unmanifest power is said to be what? Now power is said to be apara prakriti. Manifest also, the manifest power called world is apara prakriti. Unmanifest power of Ishvara called Maya is also apara prakriti. Apara prakriti alone is manifest and unmanifest. And here, what is the substratum of this Shakti? That is Ishvara's higher nature, para prakriti consciousness. Therefore, what Bhagavan says is, therefore, who is the knower here? Who is the knower of the past? Where does time exist? Where does time exist? Time factor does not exist outside of knowledge, outside of consciousness. Time itself is object of knowledge. And all the beings, the living and non-living things, animate and inanimate beings, come into existence in time. And they live and they go. So there's a past for the beings which originated in time. The past is there only for the beings which originated in time. Similarly, present is also what? There for the beings which are coming, which are present, which originate now. Similarly, the future also, the beings are going to come in future means all the beings which came and went, which are now, which are going to come in future, which present one may not be there in future, which means this time itself comes and goes. All the forms, names and functions which exist in the realm of time and space come and go. Therefore, the knower of time, the knower of everything, of the past, the present and the future, one and the only changeless, indestructible, beginningless, endless consciousness, which is Ishwara's Paraprakriti. Okay, Paraprakriti is what? Pure knowledge. The knower is pure knowledge. If Bhagavan says here, I am the knower of the past, present and the future. I know all the beings of the past, present and the future. But na kaschana mam veda, no object in the world knows me. Why? Because the entire objective universe, all the beings which form part of the universe are all what now? Actually, products of Ishwara's apara prakriti only. Is it? Apara prakriti, the forms which come and go are apara prakriti, and they're all of the nature of inertness, they can never know. Apara prakriti will ever remain an object of knowledge. Para prakriti alone, the knower is always the para prakriti. So the object of knowledge is apara prakriti. The subject of knowledge is para prakriti. Apara prakriti can never become the knower, and para prakriti never becomes the known. Para prakriti consciousness can never become the known, and apara prakriti matter maya in the form of world of objects can never become the knower. Okay, that is what is Bhagavan. He says here. See, one more thing you have to understand. Ishwara Swarupam, the higher nature, Paraprakriti consciousness is ever evident. I give the example also. Just as light cannot be covered by opaque things which exist in the presence, which shine in the presence of light. Similarly, the entire world of inert material objects of Paraprakriti can never cover the higher nature. But still, higher nature is not evident to all the people. So Bhagavan made very clear in the previous verse, the 25th verse, he said, you know, the world of human, all the people here are completely deluded by apara prakriti maya. And maya is capable of deluding. Maya is capable of causing indiscrimination. Why? Because that is the nature of Maya. No? Maya deludes means what? Maya does not delude actually. The Maya is like that. Maya is inseparable power of Ishwara Shakti, Ishwara Swarupam. And Bhagavan himself says what now? Bhagavan's Maya, it is difficult to cross this Maya. Bhagavan himself says. Therefore, Maya cannot cause any problem for Swarupam. Why? Because Maya itself enjoys existence in Paraprakriti. Aparaprakriti enjoys its existence in Paraprakriti. Therefore, Aparaprakriti cannot cause any harm problem to Paraprakriti. Aparaprakriti cannot cause any problem to Paraprakriti. Therefore, which means Aparaprakriti can never know Paraprakriti. Paraprakriti is of the nature of inertness. Apara prakriti is of the nature of inertness. Para prakriti is of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, the para prakriti alone can have the status of being the knower, aparaprakriti will always become the known. It means consciousness can never become the knower, can never become the known, and matter can never become the knower. Okay, the known can never become the knower, knower can never become the known. Therefore, Bhagavan makes it very clear, I understand, I know the past, I know the present, I know the future, which means I know always matter which was known before, which is known now, which is going to be known in future. They, all these forms, material forms, are of the nature of undergoing changes. They come, they go, they come, they go. They come and go. They're not destructible totally, but they come and go. They are subject to change. But actually, paraprakriti is what changeless avyayaha, and unborn, uncreated, causeless, and changeless consciousness is always there, illumining the forms which were there before. The presence is illumined, absence is illumined, which came and went, and also which are now, they're going to come in future. Doesn't matter, always material forms which come and go will be known in light of consciousness only. Which means, so Bhagavan says, I know the objects of past, present and future. I know the beings of past, present and future. So, Aham Veda, Bhagavan says, I know. I know means what? Bhagavan, as a higher nature, does not have any confusion or problem of ajnanam. Okay? There is no ignorance on the part of Ishvara. Okay? Ishvara does not have ignorance. Please understand here, Ishvara does not have ignorance. Ishvara's higher nature, paraprakriti being pure consciousness, Ishvara does not have ignorance. There's no possessor-possessed connection between ignorance and consciousness. Okay? There's no possessor-possessed connection. It means Ishvara has no problem of ignorance. Why? Because the ignorance itself is Ishvara's Shakti, which is aparaprakriti. Therefore, ignorance cannot cause any problem. Bhagavan says, I know what? The paraprakriti as well as aparaprakriti. The knower paraprakriti is myself, my swarupam. And aparaprakriti is also what? My own. No. The matter is aparaprakriti, which is also non-separate from me, is my own prakriti. Therefore, both in their totality, in its entirety of para and aparaprakritis, Isha says, I know both prakritis because both prakritis are myself. So, it means there is no limitation at all on the part of Ishvara Swarupam. Which means Maya cannot disturb, cause any problem for consciousness, the higher nature. They'll ever be object of knowledge only. See, it's all for understanding Ishvara again. The concept of Ishvara must become very clear. There is nothing other than Ishvara must become very clear. The known is Ishvara, the knower is Ishvara. The known can never cause any harm, problem for the knower consciousness. The knower can never become the known, known can never become the knower. That is made very clear. In fact, Icha Dvesha Samut Tena Icha Dvesha Samuttena. God, we have to understand here if everything is Ishvara, only two prakritis which form the Ishvara, higher nature, paraprakriti is the knower consciousness, aparaprakriti is in the form of the known world, then why there is samsara? Who has samsara then? Where samsara then? Samsara is also not outside of Ishvara. We have to resolve samsara in Ishvara. Okay, let us see the next verse. Ichha dvesha samutthena. Ichha dvesha samutthena. Dvandva mohena bharata. Ichha dvesha samutthena. Dvandva mohena bharata. Sarva bhutani sammoham. Sargeyanti parantapa. There's no visarga, parantapa. Ichha dvesha samutthena. Dvandva mohena bharata. Sarva bhutani sammoham. Sargeyanti parantapa. So Bhagavan is addressing Arjuna as Bharata. Hey Bharata. Again, I told you many times the meaning of the word Bharata. You know, there are some times Krishna addresses Arjuna as Bharata instead of calling him Arjuna. Now Bharata itself means, I told you the word, the Bha means light, effulgence. And the Ratha is a participle, which means the one who revels. So, Bharupa Brahmani Ramate Iti Bharata. Even its name of India also Bharata Deshaha. Bharatam means the India is supposed to be the place of people who always revel in the vision of reality. Brahma. No, the Bha stands for Brahma. Bha implies Brahma, the absolute reality obtaining in the form of light of consciousness. And Ratha means that which, the one who revels. So Bharatam, you know, Bharatam, those days Bharatam means including all Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, everything together is one Bharatam. Okay, Akhandam Bharatam. Later on it became many small, or got cut into pieces. Okay, and that Bharatam actually means the place, land of people who revel in the vision of Brahma. That is the meaning of the word Bharatam, Bharata Desha. So Arjuna is also called Bharata because he comes in the family of Bharata. Bharata. Which means those who live their lives in conformity with Dharma. You know, those who live their lives in tune with the Ishvara in the form of order. Therefore, Arjuna is also called Bharata here. Anyway, this is not important information, but still I want to tell you. Hey Bharata, he says, Sarva Bhutani Sargeyanti. Sargeyanti. Hey Bharata, hey Parantapa. Bhagavan Krishna addresses Arjuna as Bharata, hey Parantapa. Hey Parantapa, O scorcher of enemies. Hey Bharata, the one who comes in the family of Bharata. Hey Bharata, he says, Sarva Bhutani Sargeyanti. Sarva Bhutani, all beings, Sarge Sammoham Yanti. When they are born, Sargaha means creation, Sargaha means birth. Sargaha means birth or creation. at the beginning of creation, at the time of birth itself, all beings sammoham yanti. People, when they are born, not they are born with the clarity, then they become deluded. No. People are born deluded. They are not, they do not have the discriminative understanding of Satyam and Mithya. What is real and what is not real? What is as though? This delusion is not a being somebody people pick up afterwards. It is Bhagavan wants to relieve us of the guilt. Being deluded for a human being is very natural. It is not that you have done any papam. It is not wrong to be deluded. It is not improper to be deluded, but it's very important to correct the delusion, get rid of the delusion, isn't it? We are born deluded. Why? Because we are born ignorant. So, bhutani sarge sammoham yanti. Even at the time of birth, even the very beginning of the creation, time of birth itself, people are how are they? Sammoham yanti. Sammohaha means delusion. They become deluded the time of birth itself. And later on, because they deluded, what happens? They continue to live in delusion. They're born in delusion, continue to live in delusion. Again, already deluded people get more deluded. See, if you're already deluded, you will become more deluded or become clear. Already deluded, become more deluded. Already confused, become more confused while living. Okay, what adds to the delusion? Already delusion is there. What adds to the delusion? He says, Icha dvesha samuthena dvandva mohena. He says, dvandva mohaha. Because of the delusion of duality. Dvandva mohaha means what? There is delusion of duality. I am an individual different from the world. The world is different from me. And as Ishvara who has created me and the world, the creator is, I am different from Ishvara who created me and the world. And the world is different from Ishvara and the creator. They said it's called dvandva mohaha. There is naturally delusion of duality. I am different from the world. World is different from me. I am different from the Lord who created me. Lord is different from me. The world which is created by the Lord for me to enjoy is also different from the Lord, the creator. Now everything is different. I am different. Lord is different. Jagat is different. Universe is different. Everything is different. This is what now. This is also actually it's delusion of duality. So because of this delusion of duality, delusion in the form of the duality of Jiva Jagat Ishvara Bheda. Duality, then what happens? Icha dvesha samuthena. And this duality, why is this duality? I am different from the world, world is different from me, God is different from the world and me. This duality, this division, this difference, itself is the expression of delusion. What is that which caused this delusion of duality? What caused this delusion of duality? Icha dvesha samuttam. Samuttaha mohaha. This delusion of duality actually is the effect of, caused by icha, dvesha, likes and dislikes. Caused by ragadveshas. Ichha means raga. Dvesha is a hatred. Ragadvesha. Caused by ragadveshas. Caused by desire in the form of likes and dislikes. So, these likes and dislikes alone cause this delusion of duality. Therefore, this duality is, no, this delusion of duality is not that somebody picks up after being born, even at the time of birth itself, that is delusion of duality. We are all born deluded because we are born ignorant. All human beings are helplessly deluded by birth, at the time of birth itself, because we are born ignorant. Born ignorant means what? There's only the level of certain degree of, we are blessed with certain degree of knowledge. Therefore, this ignorance is naturally there at the time of birth. The very birth itself is because of the ignorance. Birth is possible because of ignorance. Then, naturally there is delusion of duality. And the delusion of duality is actually continuously caused by what? The desire in the form of likes and dislikes. This is the literal meaning he gives. Now we need to understand how do likes and dislikes cause the delusion of duality? Therefore, what is the solution? If ragadveshas caused the duality, means the delusion of duality, it has been resolved by resolving ragadveshas. If ragadveshas are resolved for good, the delusion of duality also will resolve. How to solve ragadveshas? We have not created ragadveshas. They have to be resolved. To resolve the ragadveshas, I need to understand why raga is, why dvesha is. So, this verse I'll unfold next class. I want you to see the 13th verse and the 25th verse give the same meaning. Words are different, meaning is the same. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.